On a world hurtling towards damnation amidst the fear and despair of a broken human race, who's left to fight for what's good and pure? Me and the High Priest. What's up, High Priest?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm a little gutted. To be honest, I thought it was definitely a high stick at the end there. It was a really weird... And also, I thought that they should have called a penalty when that guy, like, held Connor on the ice.
No, I don't think so. The puck was right there. The puck was right there. It was totally different than the Coston penalty.
Okay, fair enough. I do also think LA was basically, like, clutching and, like, acting the entire game, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know
they were
about
basically
that.
just, like, going in there and, like, wrapping themselves up in the Oilers players and then flying around being like, oh, they were all over me.
I mean,
that
to
happened at
me,
least 5 to 10 times.
Sure. But to me, the story of the game is Dry's undisciplined, unsportsmanlike
Whatever.
conduct
I was,
penalty.
it was like, I mean, like, there were
You
much
can't
worse,
do
there
that.
were much worse slaps not called. There
You
were much
can't do
worse.
that.
Like, there were
You can't
slashes
do
that
that.
were 1,000 times worse that weren't called.
Dude, after the whistle shit gets called every time, especially after a goal, you cannot give the official the opportunity to make that call. I guarantee you, if you were to ask Dry if he was in that position, would he do that again? Or would he save it till the handshakes? He would save it till the handshakes. The Oilers had all the momentum at that point.
It
Game
definitely
was over.
It changed the complexion of the game because Connor had scored those two in a row at that point, if I recall correctly.
18
And
seconds after that penalty,
pretty
Kings
magical.
scored.
The ultimate weapon emerged. I was talking about the ultimate weapon on the last podcast because, like, we hadn't seen Connor explode yet. I mean, with those two goals plus, like, numerous other really quality chances,
yeah,
was pretty nice to see. And then it changed the complexion. There was like an onion in the ointment after that. It took like 8 minutes for the game to just stop being wacky after that point too. Like, they were like, they let that one 2-on-0 chance, remember that? That was right around that time. And then they were like, I mean, the entire game, bodies were flying over the ice. It was very physical. I feel like the refs were in over their head from the get-go, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Oilers have played really undisciplined hockey this entire series. In my opinion, they haven't played. And to be honest with you, I didn't see any of that this whole season. I've never thought, in fact, for years, I don't think I've ever thought to myself that discipline was a problem with this team. But the penalties they're taking are ridiculous.
What'd you think of the Kane? What'd
Ridiculous
you think of the Kane
penalties.
penalty? Because
Yeah,
I didn't mind that one. I didn't mind that one as
for
much
sure.
Because
Doughty
had gone over, but he'd gone after Connor, and I just kind of wanted Kane to hurt him at that point.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt good about it on that level.
What you're saying right there, my friend,
is part of the problem.
Undisciplined. That is.
I'm part of the
you're
undisciplined
showing,
problem.
You are showing no discipline.
It's
by thinking like
discipline
that.
is difficult. That's why they
yeah,
call it
it's
discipline.
One of the hardest things, right?
Yeah.
But it can cost you. I mean, it cost the Oilers the game tonight. That and this high sticking business at the end of the game.
So dumb.
I mean, dude, I don't think that I've seen a game, at least I can't remember seeing a game end where it's that much of a thing, right? Where people are like, I don't know. And apparently, like, TNT has isolated video of it, and it does hit the stick.
Of course it does. Of course it
Right.
does.
So what happens next here? Like, can you remember a situation where an overtime game has been decided on a play and the NHL has, like, just blown it completely, and there's, like, evidence that they've blown it? I can't remember that happening. Like, this might be
scandalous.
Not that there's any course or any recourse that could happen where the overtime gets played again, just because, I mean,
well,
I
why
don't
the
even
fuck?
think
I mean, in a just world, that would be possible,
exactly.
But they fucked
That's
it
what
up
I'm
bad.
saying.
They fucked it up really bad because, like,
It's a huge fuck up. It's a massive fuck up. Like, the game wasn't supposed to be. It, you know, that's why these things exist. That's why the
honestly,
coaches
they called
challenge exists.
Two super chintzy penalties in the Oilers early on too. They gave LA two really early power plays that I thought were garbage based on the amount of shit they were letting go. That's why I say the refs were in over their heads, because they were just like, oh, I'm going to call this. And then it's like the Ekholm cross check. Are you fucking kidding
that
me?
That was chintzy.
That penalty
that was
was
a bad
a
call.
Joke.
You know
that
what? That was
penalty
a
was a
joke.
joke.
If you're going to let them bash each other away
for like
remember
20
how long?
seconds.
I know. Right. Either blow the whistle then.
Ugh.
Blow the whistle. Like, don't let somebody. What do you think's going to happen? This whole thing, and I've actually
ridiculous.
I've had a problem with that call for a number of years. Like the way they just get it out, play it, like blow the whistle. You know what I mean?
That's something when it's just like wedged in there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something they started to do like a decade ago. Maybe
it is a newer development. Yeah.
It came in with the after the lockout when there was like the new NHL, right? When there was no clutching and no grabbing. Yeah. Part of that was that rule where they're not gonna blow the whistle. Like what difference does it make? Just blow it dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's kind of like when they transitioned from like when vegetarian restaurants used to be kind of like funky, like hippie joints. And then they transitioned to like gourmet. And it's like, look, you're giving me the fucking tempeh burger anyways. Like, let's all just like drop the pretense here. It's weird. Like, honestly, I just don't think I just think the NHL refereeing and officiating system writ large is just riddled with problems. It's like the Chinese rail system in like 1970.
I don't know. I mean,
there's just people dying all over the place. There's like gangs that are like running various junctions. It's like the Wild West out there.
Tonight I've had way more of an issue with whatever is going on in that head office in Toronto where they're looking at shit. That's where my problem lies tonight. My problem can't lie with the officials because Dry/Doughty, first of all, he skated by him and yelled, right? That was the first thing that happened. So if you're an official on the ice at that moment, you're seeing that go, you're hearing Dry skate by and go, nah! So you're already looking, you're looking at what's going on. And then what do you see? Dry give him a tap, your arm's going to go up. Your arm is going to go up 9 times out of 10.
Well, like LA is playing them really dirty. I think Dry was pissed off. I mean, I'm just saying, like, obviously it's bad
impulse.
It's bad impulse control. But we should recognize the fact that I think LA is playing them really fucking dirty, and the officials are basically letting them get away with it a little bit more. I think because they feel sorry for them. Like, well, we can't give Edmonton too many power plays. No, there's like a 10 to 15% seasoning in the mixture there.
Yeah, but how many of those penalties have the Oilers gone out of their way to earn, man? They've been stupid fucking penalties.
They've taken some bad penalties, but I would say like half the penalties they took, to maybe let's say 2/3 of the penalties they took tonight were stupid and on them, and the rest were just like complete and utter horse crap bullshit.
Yeah, the Kings got some horse crap calls though too.
They evened it up. There was like one even up.
I can't blame the officials tonight. I'm going to blame the head office in Toronto. And fucking Leon Draisaitl for that bullshit. I mean, he doesn't do that. He just skates to Connor and high fives him. The Oilers win this game. The Oilers win this game.
Possibly
all the momentum. The Kings probably. After those two goals. Yeah,
the Kings definitely were at that point still suffering from a very dejected, very kind of like defeated. You know,
two goals from
deflated
the exact
kind of like
two goals from the
yeah from the greatest player
spot.
In the world.
From the same
spot. On opposite sides of the net, too.
That made Korpisalo look very, very beatable.
Korpisalo is out-dueling Skinner at this point, I think it's safe to say, right? Like, it's pretty close. I think Skinner's still playing pretty well.
Skinner made some massive saves. I don't think anybody is out-dueling anyone. The Oilers also, I mean, they're shooting a lot of pucks right at Korpisalo.
Honestly, they're playing great for huge swaths of the series so far. I think there's still a lot of reason to think we got a huge chance here going into game four. If we lock it up in game four, maybe we end up with a repeat of, you know, I mean, we all knew LA was, none of us wanted to play LA in the first round. We were all hoping to avoid this, you know, because we just knew there would be.
I mean, I guess so. The Oilers have won basically 15 games in a row to end the year. Like, I wasn't.
No, I mean,
I wasn't sweating anyone very much, man. I was sweating.
I know that was all heuristic on our part, though, is what I'm saying, though, because we all knew LA was basically sitting at home, writing in their diary, you know, drawing like broken hearts and being like, this is what we're going to do if we face up against the Oilers in the playoffs, because they're like bitter from the first round exit last year. Like, well, I don't think we gave the LA Kings organizational bitterness commensurate respect going into this, because we eliminated them in game seven of the first round last year, and for as sure. if they aren't fucking sitting there carving a fucking dagger into the like heart on their notebook in their junior high school Spanish class, you know.
I mean, I think if you were to honestly ask the LA Kings, though, I think they'd be pretty shocked with, like, you know, just, you fucking name it, that Bush penalty in the last game, the Desharnais penalty in overtime, the slash Dry took at the beginning of last game, and the unsportsmanlike penalty tonight. I mean, those are four crucial calls, and the Oilers did not have to take any of those penalties, man. None of them.
In a sense, that if we can get more discipline, then maybe we have even a little bit more of a chance going into game four. Because I think they're going to win game four. I'm going to call absolutely. It right now. I think the Oilers are going to win game four, and then it's going to be a best of three. We'll see. I think they're in it. They're in it the whole way. I don't have the feeling. I'm not worried really at any point. I'm just kind of trying to ride the wave at this point.
Me too. I mean, I agree. I still think if the LA Kings were to beat the Edmonton Oilers, it would be a massive upset. It'd be
not going to happen.
It'd be a massive upset. But the Oilers are kind of going out of their way to, and the name of the LA Kings whole game plan right now, as it has to be, as it would be with any team playing the Oilers, is do not give this team power plays.
Yeah, the and play best 1-3-1
power play in the history of the NHL, in the history of the NHL. You cannot give this team. So if I'm Todd McLellan, that's the only thing, which is why the Kings are playing disciplined hockey. The Kings are playing.
I don't really think they're playing that disciplined at all. I think they're actually playing. They're doing a lot of dangerous things out there that could really injure some people. Like they're literally just kind of curling they're curling their limbs around guys as they pull them down. And we've seen people fucking spinning. Like it looks like figure skating out there half the fucking time. Players are flying around and spinning around. That's not what a normal hockey game looks like. There's not supposed to be bodies gyrating like fucking spinning tops every 5 seconds.
I mean, I guess so.
You don't see that? You don't see the LA Kings just getting there?
I do see it.
It's but bullshit. I tell you, the Oilers aren't doing that shit. I mean, I don't know.
The Oilers
so they're getting away with it, so that means they're more disciplined, basically?
Nah, the Oilers are like slashing guys after the whistle, which is completely – there's blown calls.
I'll take that, over fucking throwing shit, throwing like limbs out there, trying to get guys to like – and then like, you know, the acting, just like, oh, then they fly around. They're like, oh, lying on the ice. Like, is it a single Oiler pull any of that Hollywood bullshit tonight? No, but like six different Kings fucking did. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
What is this, football?
Did they get like the one time that really happened was that Doughty call, right? And there was an even up call. They both got calls. So
no, and then that, there was a couple on Fogle. There was a couple more on McDavid. There was another one on someone else. I can't remember. It happened multiple times, dude. It was just crazy because like the game was already really physical and really fast paced and a lot of hitting, like crazy amounts of hitting. So when you add that kind of dangerous bullshit into a game that already has lots of hitting and is really,
I'm just talking really about, fast, I didn't dangerous. Really see, I didn't really see the LA Kings like
Hollywooding.
Yeah, not really.
Really?
No, not really.
Their acting performance is getting a solid review from one person right now.
I mean,
you believed it. You bought it.
Not to the extent where the Oilers were getting penalties because of it, I suppose. You know, I didn't.
No, they got it. There were at least a couple of penalties that involved that. I mean, who's to say? It's hard to argue. I mean, I'm bitter as well. There's a recency bias. I did post a tweet saying like, "What like letter grade would you give NHL officiating?" Knowing that the recency bias would lead to
I don't know, man. To me, the Oilers, I can't fault the officiating when Leon Draisaitl takes an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after a goal is scored and gifts them momentum. I can't in good faith blame the officials.
I mean, it's fair. I just think it just means ultimately they have to play even a little bit better to overcome what I think is kind of like spotty just, officiating
just
for sure.
Just fucking don't even, do that
even,
shit.
Even fucking Bob is, tweeted just saying.
Bob's out of control. He
just said, like, that call on Leon was bullshit, basically. But I agree with him. It's not out of control. That's a legitimate possible opinion to have. Just when you compare it side by side. Because there were way worse slashes throughout the entire game. Yeah. It's a playoff game.
You cannot. I don't care what game it is. You know how a game gets out of hand? If guys are slashing each other and doing shit like that after a goal is scored. An official is going to call that every single time.
This is why I say they're in over their heads. Not that they're fucking it up or incompetent. It's just they have no ability to actually keep any kind of even ledger on the shit they call.
So but there shouldn't be a ledger. I'm not one of these guys that like believes in that. The even up.
Well, no, calls, I just mean a consistent, you know what I mean? A consistent standard. That's what I mean. Not a ledger,
well,
so to speak.
I mean, I guess if they didn't call, I don't know. They didn't this call is, the Kings for slashing an Oiler after the play. Like I don't know. I didn't see it happen. So.
I love how we always fight during playoff time, like 1,000% more than like any other season of the year. It's funny.
Bob was also saying stuff after the game where he was like, yeah, come on. Like, this isn't 9-year-old girls soccer. Bob
Did he say that?
He's a complete ass.
Don't say that.
I said it. That's a really stupid thing to say.
He's been called worse. He's a big boy. He can handle the criticism, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was acting like an ass after the show. Like, he was saying that this entire thing is like on the officials, and you know,
well,
you
honestly,
can't.
Like,
Rob Brown after the game said you cannot give the official the opportunity to make that call, and he's 100% right.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't mean, like, both things could be true, though. It could be you should not be giving the officials that kind of opportunity to make that call, and it could be that the NHL officiating standard is not what it should be. And you yourself admit they completely fucking botched the overtime call.
The overtime call, but that's...
And that's the game-deciding call.
On. I know. And that's...
And it's not as though the Oilers, like, could have avoided that fucking player hitting it with his high stick.
No, so. And that's whatever is going on... But that's whatever is going on in the head office to me, like in that video control booth. Like,
there's like a double layer.
If TNT has angles that the NHL doesn't have, then why is that? You know what I mean?
Maybe the head room should be at TNT's offices instead of in Toronto.
Yeah, truly. Well, I mean, I truly believe that the NHL is like a lot of professional sports leagues, like the game has kind of outpaced the infrastructure of the league. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. It's a
like
good way
it's
of putting
just
it.
It's so far behind. Like stuff like that shouldn't happen. You know what I mean?
No, definitely
it
not.
It shouldn't happen, and it can't happen. And if it does happen, there has to be
improvements.
Well, there has to be mechanisms in place that void that result. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll have the NHL head office in Toronto, and then we'll set up like a Supreme Court style at TNT, and then we'll have a super Supreme Court at ESPN, and you can appeal.
Maybe they should play the overtime again, you know, at that point. Like, maybe that's the answer. Like, are we all just supposed to be like, you know?
That's exactly what we're supposed to – is that what we're supposed to be? That's exactly what we all are supposed to be doing right now.
But there's that's not really fair. Like, there's an opportunity, like, you can say to people, like, life isn't fair, right? Like, that's the thing. Life's not fair.
Yeah, that's a really great nihilistic point of view. I like it.
And
it's
but
true.
Like, it's true. But in a game with rules and video review.
And meritocracy.
Life,
Yeah,
life does not have that. And I've accepted that. The NHL does have that. They're able to go take a look at things upstairs, you know?
So
maybe the answer is maybe they do play that overtime again. I'm just saying, I haven't seen an overtime.
It'll never happen, but it's a good idea.
I haven't seen an overtime end that controversially. Maybe not ever. Like, this is going to, I'm going to remember that play. You know what I mean? And I think, I don't know. There's watershed potential to what we just saw. You know what I mean?
I mean, a big part of the problem is the ambiguity of the term conclusive. Conclusively.
100%. 100%.
It's like, like fucking like legalese, and like, I mean, obviously it's very difficult when we're talking about trying to be very precise, but like, let's keep it perfectly real here. That was not a well officiated game. The Oilers should have played better. They should have played smarter. They should have played more disciplined, but that was not a well officiated game that we just saw. And it was not. And the NHL head office botched their call on the final overtime goal, which for all we know, knock on wood, could be a series deciding goal.
Yeah.
Unless the Oilers win game four. And we go right back to like the, you know, the top half of the manic roller coaster ride that we're all riding.
I guess what I'm saying is that if when it goes back down to the ice, like this idea of the ref being able to say like we have no conclusive evidence, like fucking get some. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like,
totally. Totally.
Get some.
Totally. Totally. I have another question for you. Does this fact change your view of Draisaitl's game at all? I mean, if I recall correctly,
a little bit.
Not only not only did last year Draisaitl get injured and in the LA Kings series, but they targeted his injured body part for the rest of that series too. They were slashing the fucking shit out of his ankle and foot for game on.
Of course.
So therefore, I mean, if someone did that to me, I'd probably be like trying to garrote them, let alone slashing them. You know, like I'd be pretty mad.
You know what, man? That's undisciplined.
It sure is, but let's recognize also the fact that the young man has put up with some serious bullshit from this team in particular.
Then the young man may be eliminated in the first round. Then, all right.
Well,
so
I mean, the young man is still in it. We still have game four.
Yeah,
that young man and all the other young men out there, all the young women,
all
the non-binaries.
If he's cool with that, and you're cool with that,
then I'm definitely not cool with that.
You guys are cool with it.
Put me down myself, for not being eliminated like in the first round.
I'd like to see a little bit more discipline.
Can I just say one thing right now, though? Can I just say one thing right now? And this is what I put up on my banner on my Twitter account last year. At least we beat Calgary. Technically, Calgary, Calgary missed 100%. The playoffs, and they're reeling. They're fucking flying around like figure skaters right now. Maybe they could go into figure skating. That could be actually a good pivot organizationally. We'll see. I mean, I'm not even going to say that yet, but like, we're going to win game four, and then I think it's a series still at that point.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think that, I mean, if you're Jay Woodcroft, he has a serious gripe against the NHL at this point, like a serious, serious gripe. Yeah. Do you air that out if you're him?
And take fine?
Like, when is the time? This might be like what just happened. That might be the red line for me, where I'm like,
it's not really his style. I kind of see him.
It's not his style, but I guess what I'm saying is there is a red line, right? And once it's crossed, like, it has to kind of become your style. Do you know what I mean?
Did you listen to the last podcast I recorded solo?
No, of course not.
I was talking about, I had a breaking point where there's this one Oilers commentator has been using the word specialty wrong in interviews for like 4 years. Okay. He'll be like, can you speak to the specialty of scoring such a big goal in such a big game? And it's like, dude, sketch specialty is not an adjective. It's something else. Okay. And I reached my breaking point. Speaking of breaking points, that's what reminded me of it. So I reached out to him on Twitter. Haven't heard back, but I'm incredibly ashamed that I reached my breaking point on that. I think it's a fair point. You're making a fair point.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we all just going to pretend that like, you know what I mean? It's a bit bigger than a blown call. It's a bit bigger than like a
miss. See, I'm so shocked because you've been saying you've been not really that critical of the officiating, yet you basically want us to like go like pitchforks, out and like go like all out war.
People are giving Dry a pass and saying like, oh, it's the playoffs. This is a 9-year-old girl's soccer. Like, if that's your argument, that's bullshit. Bullshit.
It is, but that's probably like 25% of Oilers fans were probably just going to feel that way, like just by like reflex, right?
Yeah, well, that's like bullshit. They're incorrect. That's a penalty all day, every day.
Fine.
This was a blown call. This was like a missed call that was reviewed, right?
Do you think I'm losing my hair? I think I'm losing my hair.
It's tough to say. You have your hair like kind of like held back by headphones.
No, I've got it in a ponytail.
Okay, well then, yeah. You might be losing more than your hair if your hair is in a ponytail.
I think I probably have. I was watching this one YouTuber and he was talking, he had long hair for like 6 months last year, and then he finally cut it and he said, dude, I look at pictures of myself back then and it's like, I look like a cult leader. Once he said that, I realized I've probably looked like a cult leader for like a while now. Kind of is what I am, actually. Yeah,
sort of. That's how I view you. You're cult of one.
Cult of one. That's a great title. Cult of one is a great title for something. I don't think Jay's going to say anything, but I think behind closed doors, he's going to say to his team, hey guys, we got to actually play even better and better to overcome this adversity. And quite frankly, like, I'm not surprised that the series against LA has been tough because like they have a very like, it's like they have the attitude of like an army in one of those wars where like the other side has like more guns and more money and more time and more everything. But the other side just has like a sheer determination to will, even if they have just throw body upon body on the one side.
LA Kings got the fourth best power play in the league. There was 5 points separating the Oilers from the LA Kings. Hmm. They're a hell of a team, right?
I did not know that. They ended the season really well too. How many games did they lose in the last 20? Not a lot.
There's been a lot of passengers too, I think, on the Oilers. There's been a lot of guys who,
I mean, Yamo missed a few good chances tonight.
I'm not talking about Yamo. I'm talking about Nuge. I'm talking about one of my all-time favorites, Zachary Hyman, and I'm talking about Evander Kane. Like,
I would say Kane is probably performing not the best out of those three. Especially considering the penalties. I still think Nuge has had his moments. Hyman has not broken through yet, for sure.
Has the power play looked to you as good as it usually does?
No, but I mean, it's a different context. Like the when the stakes on those power plays are different.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this is the best power play in NHL history. You know what
regular,
I mean?
regular season's done with. Regular season's over. It's like a whole new season now, though. I'm kind of, I throw it all away. Like Connor doesn't have 156 points.
I guess so. I have a hard time throwing away the fact that the Oilers power play was the greatest in the history of the NHL.
It's just in my experience, whenever that kind of shit comes up, it comes up after a team has been eliminated, where there's like, and they won the President's Trophy, winning 1,000 and million points in the regular season, but they got swept in the first round. That's the only time I remember those statistics coming up. So I'm just trying to avoid them entirely.
I mean, the President's Trophy gets awarded every year. The greatest power play of all time has only ever been this one. I guess that's the difference.
So crazy. Isn't that so crazy?
It's stunning. It's incredible. How about three players with over 100 points? I guess that's what I'm saying. This hasn't looked to me like a team that had three players with over 100 points.
They had They had rest going into the playoffs as well.
I think there's a few guys on this team that are either banged up or there's something going through the team.
Well, I mean, Kane never really got going, I think. I think he's kind of had a really fucked up season. I think Hyman's probably – I think, you know, Hyman's kind of getting up and down a little bit already. I think he's playing fine. Yeah, I know. But he just hasn't broken through yet. I consider all these guys just having not broken through yet.
Well, now's the time.
Now would be the time. Now would definitely
actually,
be the time.
Actually, tonight was the time.
How about a goal tonight from, like, Ryan? How about a goal from McLeod? How about a goal from Fogues?
Ryan
Any
scored.
One of those guys.
Ryan has scored in this series.
Oh, no, he scored last game, right? He had that one under the kind of the five hole. That was a nice
one.
So
is Costin. Like, guys have
that Costin goal was so sick. That Costin goal was... No, but, like, Ryan had a really good chance tonight was what I was thinking about that he...
Yeah, I guess I'm not expecting, like, guys
no,
like
of course
Derek
not.
Ryan.
Of course
like,
not.
I'm not hanging my hopes on Derek Ryan.
I certainly wouldn't
chances.
Hang my hopes. I was hanging my hopes on in game tonight, I was hanging my hopes on McDavid breaking through, which he basically did.
Oh,
but
if Dry doesn't take that penalty, the Oilers score the next goal. It's probably McDavid scoring the next goal. Gets a hat trick. I mean, sure. I mean, this is revisionist history, right? But that penalty, man,
it was
not
pretty
cool.
Bad.
Not cool. Dry.
It was pretty bad.
Not cool. And he's my favorite. Like, Dry is like,
I know he's your favorite player. I know
he's my favorite player of all time. You know what I mean?
He's my favorite continental European of all time, hands down.
Like, would Steve Yzerman have done that shit? Like,
well, Steve Yzerman isn't from continental Europe, so I don't even know why you're bringing him up. He's not even relevant to this conversation.
Yeah,
no, Steve,
right.
I know you love Stevie Y too. Stevie Y is such a it's like this. It's like the by far the second best Stevie, with Stevie Nicks being the best. But Stevie Y,
Stevie Wonder's the best. Then Stevie.
Oh,
y,
Stevie
then
Wonder.
Stevie Nicks is a fucking flake, man. She's a fucking flake.
I don't even know.
Oh,
yeah, she's probably like an anti-vaxxer or some shit now.
Oh, she's a fucking flake. I would challenge you to spend 5 hours in her company. You couldn't do it.
All right, upcoming YouTube content: Secret Professor attempts to spend 5 hours with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, it would be like 2.5, and she'd start breaking out like candles and shit, like some witchy shit. And I'd just
be like, you know what? No way. Yeah.
I don't buy it, Stevie.
Okay, wrapping
you know
it up.
I don't buy it. What's going on here? Like, I don't buy this anymore.
No. No.
The robes, the flowing dresses.
Now I'm starting to get excited, though. That sounds better.
The pendants.
Pendants,
the amulet,
not so much.
The amulets, the bracelets. I mean,
what about aromatherapy? Kind of like spritzers.
Yeah.
I like
the
that
oils.
Shit.
What are those oils called?
Essential oils. It's like someone just, that's like the greatest branding exercise in the history of time. Someone just decided we're going to call these oils essential oils.
Nobody's wearing socks at her house, guaranteed. No,
well, socks do
to
suck.
Be, not, they don't suck when nobody's not wearing them. When everybody's not wearing socks, then I don't think socks suck. Then I'm craving socks. I'm craving a sheathed foot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, just for closing thoughts, I'm curious for your game four predictions. Anything you're connecting to via the various Tobin spirits?
I mean, the Oilers play more. All they have to do is play more discipline, and then I'm going to say, like, what, 4-2 Oilers? 5-2 Oilers?
Totally.
Stay out
I
of
agree.
The box. Stay out of
I
the
agree.
Fucking box.
I agree.
Stop taking these stupid goddamn penalties.
Well, make them pay. Make them pay by beating them in the game of hockey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make them pay by shaking your hand at the end of the series. That's when you make them pay.
Oh, man. You know? LA was so bitter. LA is actually one of those playoff teams that, like, hates to lose in the playoffs, I think, like 30 to 40% more than most playoff losers.
I'd agree with that. It's really, like, strange. I mean, that's a tough building to play in. That's a hockey team that's been around. Like, there's real history there. And there's also history with them. I also think they have a fucking hard-on for the Oilers, man. The miracle on Manchester.
Big time.
If you're a part of that and you're on the winning end of that, you hold on to that, right? And you draw from it. Totally. And they have that. They have that against the Oilers. And they beat us like in 90 or 90, 89 or 91 or something like that. Right after we traded, or a couple years after we traded Wayne, they beat us. They eliminated us. Like, there's a fucking deep, dark history between these two teams.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, it plays into the LA Kings in a much more positive way than it plays into our history. Like, they took Wayne, the miracle in Manchester, a lot of really fucked up things have happened that kind of, you know, powerful magic the Kings have on their side. And tonight,
they really do.
I mean, that call tonight, that overtime, like, that's the flip side of what we're going through. They're seeing the isolated footage and they're being like, holy shit, can you believe that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But being said, I mean, stay out of the box. Yeah, 4-2, 5-2 Oilers.
I predict Draisaitl is going to come back with a huge monster effort in an effort to ameliorate.
Well, you know what?
That's
what's so crazy about it, is because he's been a fucking beast outside
He's a playoff monster. He's fucking behemoth.
Like I was saying, like, this discipline shit.
He's like one of the greatest playoff performers of all time. Already,
I've never at any other time in his career thought, like, if only Dry could stay out of the box.
Yeah,
and that's, like,
mean.
All I've been thinking this playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's confusing.
I think there's just the bad blood is really, like, honestly, if I had had to be around a group of, like, 12 people that had been hitting my injured foot with wooden sticks for, like, a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden I came back and I was around them again, I mean, I might have been, like, wanting to get some revenge that whole time.
Yeah, but your job isn't revenge, friend. Your job is to win hockey games.
And this we'll win revenge game four. Thing? We're going to win game four.
Okay. Well, I think so too. But to do that, we're going to have to maybe, you know, put the revenge
when is game four? Do you know?
Sunday night?
Oh, Sunday game.
Yeah.
Is it like 11 p.m.?
Yeah, it's like an 11 p.m. start as usual.
It's actually at 6 p.m. my time. So that's like 5 p.m. Edmonton time. Wow. Amazing. Shocker.
No, really? Is it really?
I think so.
That's crazy. No. If it's at 6 your time, it's at 7 my time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I always mess that up. That's the way it works. I always mess that up. It's part of it was that I lived in Edmonton first.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah.
I'm really sure of it because we're going to Disneyland next week.
Oh, awesome.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. That's fun.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So I'm really up on times right now.
How long are you guys
really,
down there
I'm
for?
Really, I'm really up on California being an hour behind.
Right. How long are you going for?
4 days in Disneyland, 1 day in Universal Studios.
Damn, son. That's going to be a fun time.
It is going to be fun, but I'm also going to miss... I mean, I'm going to be in, like, this weird... You know? I'm not really going to know what's going on. I'm going to miss some games.
Are you actually going to miss games?
Well, yeah. I'm going to be fucking Disneyland, man. I'm not going to, like... What, I'm going to go back to the hotel for 4 hours and watch the Oilers?
I mean, it's abandoning your family.
What
if you did that and then you just found out, like, your entire family died while you're watching the Oilers game?
Or am I going to go on, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, like, 5 times in a row?
Yeah, of course.
You know,
I'll keep you updated. I'll give you text updates. You can check it on your phone.
Yeah, I can check it on my phone. But
that'll
be
a fun time. Did you get a good deal on that? That's good. Like, that's like for, like, a family of four.
This is a huge vacation. We've been working on it for a while.
Good for you guys. You earned it.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. Anyway, like,
sort of. Did you, like, steal the tickets or something?
Well, I mean, we did earn it, I suppose. It's one way of looking at it.
I guess it's a figure of speech, is what I really mean. All right, man. Well, enjoy that. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I know it's late there, so I'll let you go. Great that you had time to come on. And, you know, we won't worry about anything until we see game four. We'll just live with our hearts, destiny in game four.
I think we'll everyone is there. I think everyone is feeling positive about the future.
Yeah.
But it's tonight was rough. But I think there's going to be fallout from tonight. Like, honestly, man, I think this is like going to be a thing. I really do think Woodcroft is going to say something, if not for the explicit reason that that isn't his style. I think that's why he will, because it was a big fucking deal.
There's a line in the sand, even for him.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you know what? You convinced me.
NHL can't be left to think they can just steamroll one Jay Woodcroft and there won't be repercussions.
I mean, he did put his hand on his hip. Remember that? That was pretty special. Yeah. We know a lot about him based on that alone.
Yeah. Well, I watched the game. We went over to my parents' house tonight, and my mom was like, I mean, when she saw him put his hand on his hip, she was like, oh, this goal is probably coming back. Like, Jay looks really confident.
Right.
And then, you know, it didn't. And
he looked so confident.
Something smelled foul at that point.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I actually, my stream like cut out for a second. So like I like refreshed it as they were about to make the call. And then when I came back, all I saw was the Kings celebrating. And I was like, this is the biggest bullshit fucking refresh. Yeah. Like I've never refreshed a browser and been more disgusted by what happened when I saw what the refresh gave me.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
All right. Well, what can we do?
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Let's try to do one on Sunday as well.
Totally. I'm down. That'll be awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, man.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Sleep tight.
Peace.